A new law took effect last Thursday in New Jersey, which allowed those with a terminal illness who have less than 6 months to live to write to end their lives with the help of a physician willing to take part in the process. We talk now with Corinne Carey, who helped pass the New York law and is trying to pass a similar law in New York. She is with Compassion and Choices. So, Corinne, what does this law do and why is it so important?
Thanks for having me here to talk about this important new development in New Jersey. The law would allow a terminally ill person, as you said, with 6 months or less to live, to ask their doctor for a prescription for medication that they can take at a time of their choosing, or never, should their suffering become unbearable. This is a really important expansion of end-of-life choices for people in the Garden State, because far too many people, despite the excellent care of hospice, end up suffering, and they would like another option when their illness has taken all of the other choices that they have away from them.
Well, what's the status of the effort to pass a similar law in New York State? And how do other states already have such a law?
Sure. New Jersey became the ninth jurisdiction to allow for medical aid in dying. There are eight states plus Washington, D.C. that allow this option. We saw two victories in our movement to expand end-of-life options in 2019. Both Maine and the New Jersey legislature voted to approve medical aid in dying programs, and both governors signed the bill. As you mentioned, the law went into effect on Thursday in New Jersey, and it'll go into effect in September in Maine. That'll be 10 jurisdictions across the state, representing more than 22% of the American population. So over one-fifth of all residents in this country now have access to this option. And many people in New York are asking the same question. They're looking over the river, they're looking over the border, and they're saying, how can it be that so many other people have access to this option and we don't have it here in New York? The fact is that the legislature has had before it a bill called the Medical Aid in Dying Act in New York. It's been before them for 4 years, and it's been steadily gaining co-sponsors in both the Assembly and the Senate, but leaders have not seen fit to bring this bill up for a vote.
Now, you deserve congratulations because you're actually coordinating campaigns both in New Jersey and New York.
I don't know any
place else. So you clearly got it done in New York. I'm sorry, in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So what exactly is the holdup in New York? Why aren't these little leaders bringing this thing up for a vote?
Well, we have to be realistic. The law was pending in New Jersey for 7 years. And I don't expect the law to be pending in New York for that long. It's been around for 4 years. It's certainly well past time for those people who are currently suffering and would like the option. And sadly, we've actually lost five advocates over the course of this campaign who spoke out bravely about their desire for this option, and they died, all of them, in pain, despite the best efforts of their physicians. So in some ways, it's well past time to pass this proven end-of-life option. You know, there have been no cases of abuse or neglect in other states, abuse or coercion. There have been no physicians that have faced disciplinary action. These laws really work as intended. Less than 0.5% of everyone who dies in one of these authorized states uses the law. So a really small number of people take advantage of it. But what we've seen in these other states is that it actually improves end-of-life care for everyone. It increases the rate at which people are seeking hospice services, and it forces doctors to start providing patient-centered care. So really, it's in everyone's interest to pass this law here in New York.
How does the public feel about it in New York State? Has there been any polls or any discussion, open discussion about this?
Yep, there have been three polls in New York State. The numbers are anywhere between 65% and 77% of New Yorkers right off the bat say that they would like to see terminally ill people have this option. What's extraordinary about the polling is that it's consistent across party lines, across religion, from upstate to downstate, from rural areas to urban areas. This is the desire to not want to see a loved one suffer is universal. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're finding through the polling. So there is incredibly strong support. We've also been talking to a lot of lawmakers who've put this question on their surveys, their constituent surveys, and I think that they're surprised at how high the numbers are coming back, with people who say, look, this may not be an option for me, but I wouldn't want to deny someone else this option.
Now, you've mentioned that it has support in the polls across religious and political lines. As somebody who was raised in the Catholic Church, you know, I have a suspicion that the Catholics is probably not good about giving people the right to control their end of the life. And then, is this a partisan issue? Is there a difference between the political parties, at least in the legislature?
Well, I want to address the first thing you raised, because, Mark, I was also raised Catholic, and my first job when I took this position was to convince my mother that it was okay. My mother is a practicing Catholic. She is, as they like to say, a communicant, a weekly communicant, and the first thing she said to me was, well, you know how our faith feels about this issue. And we talked a lot about how my dad died, and he didn't suffer for long. We were lucky. He died 6 months after he was first diagnosed. But how much suffering is too much? And who gets to say how much is enough? The idea that we can have our own faith beliefs, but that everyone should be able to die in a way that's consistent with their own faith, that resonated with my mother. And polls actually show that Catholics, by and large, support giving this option to people who are terminally ill. The Catholic Church leadership does not, and the New York State Catholic Conference has been and will continue to be an opponent of this measure.
And does it have a difference between Republicans and Democrats in the legislature, or is this one of the issues they say to the members, vote your conscience?
So I'll answer this a couple of different ways. One, I will say that we have spoken with every lawmaker. We've gone in and had one-on-one conversations with all 213 of them. And I will say that, the most conservative Republicans have broken down in tears talking to us about the death of a loved one. And some progressive Democrats have their doubts. So in that way, it really is dependent on what kind of experience you've had with your own family, with the people that you love. So in that way, the issue is not partisan at all. Unfortunately, when you look at our bill sponsors, the majority of them are Democrats. We have some Republican bill sponsors, and there have been Republicans in other states who have sponsored and voted for these bills. And in fact, an analysis that we did of last year's midterm election shows that, you know, those people who support and sponsor medical aid and dying bills, they win their elections. So that's clear. But, you know, when you say, are we seeing a partisan divide? The interns from the assembly actually debated this bill last year, and they were all supposed to represent their members' opinions. I think they were given the green light to vote their conscience as interns on this issue, but I will tell you that the vote was overwhelmingly in support of this measure.
So how many states did you say do have this law on their books?
So nine states have now approved the measure. All of them but Maine are in effect right now, plus Washington, D.C.
So what about a federal law?
Because states control criminal law, and it's actually a criminal act to assist someone in dying in this way, it's the states that have the authority over these laws, so that it has to be passed state by state.
So where do we go from here? It's now, year five in New York. How do we get it passed next year? And if people are interested in this issue, what do they do?
Well, we would like to see New York become the 10th state to pass a medical aid in dying law in 2020. That's our goal. I don't want to see another supporter of ours suffer needlessly and die without this option. The only way this is going to happen is if people make their voices heard. It's one thing to tell a lawmaker that the polls are in favor. It's quite another for them to hear an outpouring from their constituents about how much they want to see them address this option. So I would encourage people to visit our website at www.compassionandchoices.org and find out how you can get involved. You can visit us on Facebook, and we also have a Twitter account.
Where's Governor Cuomo?
He came out in April as supportive of this measure. And just, I guess, 2 days ago on WAMC said that New Jersey passed a balanced measure and New York should do the same. So Governor Cuomo is squarely in our corner on this issue.
Hmm. What are some of the major, you know, arguments against giving people the right to make a choice as to how they end their lives?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who understandably say that their faith interferes and that it really is only God that can give life and God that can take life. That's fine. That's how my mother feels about this issue. The fact is that when this law passes in New York, nothing will change for people who don't believe in medical aid and dying. It will only allow those who have different beliefs, perhaps, and want this option. That's the major argument. The other argument I would say is that, you know, why don't we just improve hospice and palliative care? But we know that we need to do that. First of all, we need to improve those services, make them better, make them more accessible. But that doesn't mean that people shouldn't have this additional option.
Corrine, thanks so very, very much indeed for coming in and seeing with us today. But so there you go. We get a hold of compassion.
And choices. Compassion and choices.
On the web, right?
Yep, on the web, on Facebook, or on Twitter.
Okay, lovely. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.